top of the morning to your pizza. You smoothie me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole latte da. You do the Zumba but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning. Serious.
I've heard their cry, and I know all of your Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Tenna. Brothers and sisters, those of you on the blog talk, you couldn't see that I posted. I said deliverance this morning. I said get your paper towels and your anointing oil ready. Because in the name of Jesus, we're going to do a little bit of deliverance this morning, brothers and sisters. So what we're going to hit this morning I like this song that Zach made. And the name of that song is like Fear is a Liar. Because we're going to hit some airwave spirits this morning that are supported by fear. And so we're going to make fear out to be the liar that fear is. I want to thank God I got my breakthrough with this germ, this virus, this bacteria. We're going to hit that too. That it hit me, but I can't attribute that to the devil. God needed to take me down for a few days so I could realize some things. What did he want me to realize? That fear is a liar.
Not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, you'll never be enough.
Fear is a liar. That's what the song says. Fear is a liar. But you overcome fear with faith. But the Bible says that fear is also a spirit. So you cast that spirit out. So then fear has to be overcome. The spirit of fear has to be cast out. But fear manifests itself in so many different ways. And a lot of us, you know, like me, I dealt with fear in the Army. I dealt with fear face to face after a big loss when the devil was talking about, just kill yourself, just jump down there in the Grand Canyon. I dealt with fear in so many different ways. But there's one way I didn't realize that fear could try to attach itself to you when you come around fearful people. And over these 30 plus years of casting out demons and inner healing and reconciliation and restoration, I had come against so many different fears in so many different people. Because, see, I thought, you know, like, I just got to deal with my own fears and everybody else going to deal with their own fears. But most people aren't even aware that they're fighting fear. Doubt is a form of fear. Unbelief is nothing but fear. So fear manifests itself in, if you look up phobias, which is fear, they got hundreds of phobias, a fear of spiders, fear of water, fear of fear. So this morning, I'm going to deal a little bit with fear. And remember Job said that the thing I fear most has come upon me. The thing I fear most. So, Father God, this morning my prayer is that you would deliver somebody on this line from fear. But my prayer this morning, Father God, is that you would deliver them from the airways spirits of fear. And this is fear that just traffic in the airways. Sometimes you can come into a new city. And I used to be rolling into a new city. That's why I like to drive and ride, really. Joe do the driving. And sometimes I look at the clouds, spiritual clouds, that are hovering over that city or that county or that area. And whenever I see this dark cloud, I mean, it's like everything else. Sometimes you can see them dark clouds over people, too. But I know that when I see it in a certain way, I'm about to encounter a huge amount of fear. But I never really, really took a whole lot of interest in it because I know the scripture said God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. So I'm thinking, okay, well, I shouldn't have to worry about, you know, okay, I'm going to deal with this fear here, but it's not in me. And I know that it's not in me beyond a shadow of a doubt. I don't fear much. I fear God. And I fear not having his presence, and I fear not pleasing him, but pretty much aside from that, I don't fear too much. But whenever I see that, I know that I'm either in it, around it, or surrounded by it. Spirits of fear. And I also know that fear is a spirit, so it can be overcome, overthrown, and cast out. But what bothers me today is that I am around a lot of people and they are full of fear. So full of fear that it paralyzes them. And so full of fear that it puts them in a, you know, it keeps them, rather, in that fight or flight mode from fear. But a long time ago, I noticed in the Bible that more than one time Jesus came upon people, his own disciples, as a matter of fact. I'm just kind of talking to you this morning because I'm going to do some deliverance here. And the very first thing Jesus said was, fear not. And then I read it again. I'm trying to work on something on my computer because right now what I'm giving you is like fresh from the Holy Ghost. But I noticed in the Bible, it continuously says, fear not. And I went to the Bible Gateway, and it's 170 scriptures. And that's probably more than that, but the Bible Gateway said it was 170 scriptures. But fear not. And the number one is Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. You see that? I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That was God. So then I began to look at all the other scriptures. I just kind of glanced at them because that is not where God was taking me. But God wanted me to know if they're not aware of this scripture and if they don't have faith in this scripture and if they don't believe in this scripture, then what they have and what you operate in, Erica, is a person with weak faith. Because you see, it takes faith to believe the word of God. It takes faith in God to believe the word of God. It takes faith in God to receive the word of God. And so then the Lord say, if they don't believe this scripture right here, they're operating in false faith. I said, false faith? Yeah, okay. So you see, there's a faith, obviously, that is false. Now, we know what that false faith is. That false faith is when you can believe in your head and your heart is somewhere else. Because in your heart, you don't believe what you say you believe in your head. And I think I've taught on that many times. It's called mental assent. And mental assent will get you It'll get you a little ways, but it won't take you where you got to go. Okay? There are spirits that operate through the airwaves, and their job is to do nothing but support other spirits. Like if there's a ruling spirit of, I'm going to make it simple, discontent. Now, this is for somebody. I hope you get it. Don't know who you are, but the Lord is setting this up so you can get it. So let's just say there's a spirit of discontent. When you have a supporting spirit of discontent manifest through a spirit of fear, everything that brings contentment, everything that looks like it's going to bring contentment, that spirit of fear, that spirit of fear will cause a person to be afraid of anything, anybody, everything, and everybody that God has ordained to bless them through content. Somebody looked the word and put the definition of content up here for me. Because God has taken me somewhere. I'm not certain. I don't want to get lost. Don't want to get lost this morning. Can I have a definition of content? Somebody help me out. Because remember, content in a state of peaceful happiness. So then, every time they would see a state of peaceful happiness, something would incite fear in them. Now, you wouldn't really think that content meant, so now put contentment, would bring a person into dis-ease. So contentment would be the state of being content or happy. So there's a satisfied. Thank you. So there's a state and a spirit and a realm that God can put you in that'll make you contented. So now look up contented. Happy, cheerful, gladness, comfort, restful, well-being, and last but not least, peace. Peaceful. So if the spirit of fear is attached to a demon whose assignment is every time you get close to contentment, it is to bring in, write this word, give me a definition, chaos. Chaos. Satisfied, pleased, gratified. I'm talking about contented. Can somebody bring me chaos? Chaos. What is chaos? Complete disorder, confusion, disarray, disorder, disorganization, pandemonium, madness, turmoil. So what happens? Now you got this spirit whose assignment is to cause fear at ease, contented at ease. Are you getting this? Are you getting this? If those of you that can't see the chat room, somebody posted contented at ease. This is what God said. He was dropping this anointing on us. This is what God said for this body at this time. The anointing of ease brings us into the blessings of contentment. See, when God first dropped it, I didn't know what it was, so I tried to look on the internet, you know, to see. But you see, I had to wait until God defined it for us, for me. It doesn't matter, brothers and sisters. He's so God, and he does. He'll give 15 people 15 definitions or synonyms of the same thing. But what you got to make note of is, where is God at this moment in your life, and what is he bringing you into that the revelatory wisdom and the revelatory knowledge of that anointing provides the provision just for you? I think they call that rhema. Rhema. The rhema word. So we got a logos word, and we got a rhema word. That's why you have to wait on the Lord until he gives you the understanding for you. Because you see, he might have a group. I'm just trying to give you an analogy here. He might have a group in Mongolia, and he might drop the anointing of ease on them to cross over the mountains and the plains. Well, if you're living over there on the ocean front in Hilton Head, that is not what he's trying to do for you. He might be trying to get you a new method to build a boat to go from them islands out there, the barrier islands in South Carolina. We must learn to wait on God for the specifics for us. So, or he might be trying to break a spirit of fear off of you that has caused you to be afraid to even go to the point of the ocean to even see the barrier islands, so that you would have the realization for yourself that they exist and that they're not any point of dis-ease for you. Are you following me? So this morning, we're going to deal with fear, but specifically, we're going to deal with airways spirits of fear. Because you got airway spirits, and then you got ground level disembodied spirits. You got earthly bound spirits, and they all function differently. Are you hearing me this morning? So God said, Tedline, I'm going to give y'all the anointing of ease. What was God specifically talking to us about? Power, authority, gifting over all these spirits, over all these spiritual realms with ease, with no chaos, with no conflict. And victory and overcoming power with what? Ease. With ease. You ain't got to be no drama queen. You ain't got to be no super spiritual. You don't have to be nothing. But a believer. A believer. A believer. Because the anointing of ease does not prepare you. It equips you in it. Listen to me this morning. You already were prepared by faith. Now the anointing of ease causes it to be functional, applicable. Now. You see, God has already prepared you through all these months, all these days, all these early mornings you get up. You didn't really want to get on this headline. All these times when you heard something on here that you had to go get your Bible in order to understand it. You already prepared. The devil trying to trick you to think you got to be prepared for what you already prepared for. God is saying, I've already prepared you for it. I want you to do it with ease. I want you to do it without compromise. But I want you to do it, and I want you to do it now. Without confusion. Without. It doesn't matter where your self-esteem is or is not, because your dependency is on God. Am I making sense to anybody this morning? God want to bring you out of dis-ease into ease in every area of your life. God want to make the dreams of your heart manifest now, but through ease. No more striving, no more threat, no more pushing and pulling. Faith. Ease. In Christ Jesus. Remember John the Baptist said, I must decrease, that he might increase. Ease. Ease. yet and still, the enemy has a lot of weaponry at his disposal. But you have what he doesn't have. You have, not only do you have authority, but you have power over all his power. But the world has tricked us into thinking that in order for us to utilize what we have, it has to be a struggle. It has to be a war, a push, a pull, a grab. Nope. God say, ease. And everything that is at dis-ease is not at ease with him. I hope you can understand this. I'm trying to talk in plain English. But I know you have an enemy in the airways that's even trying to take my words and twist them so you can't get them. Trying to take the truth and pervert it. Put one word out of order so that you don't even hear what I'm saying. You hear something twisted. That's why you can't go by man, because the word is never twisted. Isaiah 41 and 10 says what it says when God gave it the very first time, and it says what it says today. It meant what it said when God gave it to Isaiah the prophet back there. And admit what it means and what it says to everyone that has stood on it and believed it, and it will mean the same thing throughout eternity. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, I will help thee, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Not your righteousness, God's own righteousness. So if God is upholding you with his own righteousness, every time he looks at you, he sees ease. Every time he comes in your presence, he's expecting to feel ease. Now. Not next year. Now. Well, Erica, why are you saying it? Why are you saying this? I'm not making this up. Go to Hebrews 11 and 1. I'm not smart enough to make up nothing for God. What does Hebrews 11 1 say? It says, now faith. Can somebody post that in the chat room? Now faith. Now faith. Not yesterday faith. Not next year faith. Not faith in the millennial. Not faith in the 22nd century. It says, now faith what is. Now faith is. Now faith is what? Substance. Now faith is what? Substance. Substance, what? Hope for. And the evidence. So now faith is the substance and the evidence of what? Things not seen. But then, again, in Hebrews 11, 6, it says, without faith, it is impossible to please him. Him who? God. For he that cometh to God must what? Believe. must believe what? That he is God. That he exists as God. That he has all power as God. That he is the creator and the sustainer of everything that is as God. And as God, in all that ability, he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Can somebody look the word diligently up for me? Diligently. Diligently. What does that mean? Diligently. What does that mean? What does that mean? He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Diligently. What does that mean? He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. How? How do they diligently seek him? Oh, here we go. Can somebody show me the definition of diligently? Diligently. What does that mean? I need some help this morning. Diligently. In a way that shows care and consciousness in one's work or duties. Show care and consciousness. Conscientiousness. Okay. Thank you. Conscientiousness in one's work or duty. Well, that's a whole other word. What does that mean? Conscientiousness. Can somebody look that up for me? So God is saying he's a rewarder of them that remain in a constant effort to accomplish whatever this is. Attentive, persistent. Diligently, with steady application and care. Not carelessly, not negligently. Persistent, attentive. In a way that shows care and consciousness. Conscientiousness. Look that word up for me. Wait a minute, I got it here. Let's see. Controversial, disputable, debatable, involving heated arguments. So God is saying, down here it says, it's a noun, and it's a quality of wishing to do one's work or duty well and thoroughly in relentless pursuit. Are you getting this morning? It is impossible to please God without these qualities. It is impossible to please him without the quality of you wishing to do your work relentlessly, well and thoroughly, carefully, diligently. Conscientiousness implies a desire to do a task well and to take obligations to others seriously. Conscientious people tend to be efficient and organized as opposed to easygoing and disorderly. So you wondering why your faith ain't working? You wonder why the devil try to keep you in a chaotic state? You wonder why the devil try to keep you always confused? Because he knows you can't please God like that. And if you can't please God, it is impossible for your faith to be effective, because your faith is in God. And God is looking for these things in you toward him. And then what does that bring you back into? It brings you back into Hebrews 11:1. It brings you back into the now faith, which brings you back to the substance and the evidence. How are we doing this morning? So this is why the enemy always works to keep you out of this state and keep you in a state where he can trigger fear, confusion, chaos. Because that's what he works in, and that's what he works through. And he knows it'll never bring you into now faith. I got a part two to this tomorrow, too. Now faith is substance, and substance is evidence. Can you write that down? Now faith is substance, substance is evidence. Now faith is substance, substance is evidence. Jesus. Woo! And this is what the devil want to keep you in, so he can keep you in bondage. So now look here. He will bring in airway spirits to do this. Why? Somebody find me that scripture that says, the prince of the power of the air. That's Satan. Prince of the power of the air. That's Satan. Ephesians 2:2, where in time past, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the what? Air. The spirit that now worketh in the children of what? Disobedience. So what we're going to do, I'm going to cast out with ease, and you're going to get delivered with ease. Because you know, based on some teaching this morning, why the devil doesn't want you to come into the agreement with the anointing of ease. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I want you to get ready. Get yourself ready. How do you get yourself ready? You ask the Lord to help you receive. You tell the Lord, see, the Bible says that you go from faith to faith to faith. And I want you to tell the Lord you want him to take you to another level of faith. You go from glory to glory to glory. But you were, you're not anymore. You were one of the children under the power of the prince of the airways. Because the prince of the power of the airways works in the sons of disobedience. You're no longer disobedient to God. And a lot of that stuff you never got rid of when you from when you were. So these airway spirits feel like, oh, I'm gonna zone in on that one. I'm gonna zone in on it. Because, see, they don't even know they still have some of us. Some of us. Some of us who? Airway spirits. Well, how they get there? Somebody sent them. But they were under the direction of the prince of the power of the air. It doesn't matter who sent it. It came under the direction of the prince of the power of the air. Well, I've been hit with witchcraft. It doesn't matter. It came from the prince of the power of the air. Well, you know what? We have an eating disorder. I don't care. It came from the prince of the power of the air. And it's not yours. It's just time sharing with you until you get this rhema from God and eject it. Make it get off your property. Make it get out of your atmosphere. You don't even want to breathe the air it breathes. You don't want to breathe the air it emits. Because you're a new creature. You breathe new air. Well, how is that? The air of heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. That's how it has to be for us. We're no longer of this world. We've been reborn into the kingdom of God. Ain't that glorious? You can live according to your citizenry. Is that a word, citizenry? I don't know. Sound good? Well, if it wasn't a word, it's one now. Because the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Don't you get it? On earth as it is in heaven. But it's not on earth as it is in heaven if it ain't on earth as it is in heaven to you individually. It's an individual walk. Yet, it's a group walk. Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Well, you got your oil there? We got about 3 minutes to cast this thing out. Just about 3 minutes. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, you are my Lord. You are my Lord in heaven. You are my Lord on earth. And you are Lord over everything under the earth. Right now, I renounce fear that is manifested through the airwaves and airway spirits. I command every spirit sent through the airways to die right now. I command every foul bird in the airways to drop dead right now. That's right. That's right, witches. God is showing us how to kill you off. Watch. It ain't nothing personal. It's spiritual. All foul birds of the air, say it, that is being used through any mannerism of shape-shifting, any mannerism of astral travel, any mannerism of soulish realm power, I command you to fall to the ground dead. your power abated. Your chaos and confusion turn to contentment toward God, the children of God, and the things of God. Your spells, jinxes, hexes, and vexes of disobedience dispelled, made void, non-effective in the name of Jesus. Now you command them to go. Go. Command them to go with ease. With ease. Go. Make them go right now. With ease. With ease. Make them go. You just killed half of them off. Now bind up those that are remaining. I bind you up in chains and fetters of iron. Ask the angels of God to drop them, throw them in the pit until the day of redemption by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Every spirit of heaviness resting on my shoulders, in the back of my head, in my brain cells, in my lymphatic system, and in my endocrine system, I bind you up this morning. And I command you to remain bound as the angels carry you to the pit until the day of judgment by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. All spirits of disease, chaos, confusion, get off me. All lying spirits, I bind you, command your works to go to zero. Command you to get off my shoulders with the weighty heaviness of the devil. All fear, you go to. In the name of Jesus, go. Do it with ease, brothers and sisters. Do it with ease. Go. Now. In Jesus' name. Go. Breathe it out. Breathe it out. All lying spirits of fear. All lying spirits of fear. I renounce you. Go. Do it with ease. Do it with ease. Do it with ease. It has to go. Do it with ease. That's right. Do it with ease. All of you, supporting spirits to airway spirits and fear, the Lord God rebuke you, and I rebuke you with my anointing. Resident in me. Go. Do it with ease. Do it with ease. Go. Go. That headache, dis-ease, every spirit operating me, within me, causing dis-ease, get out of me. Go. Right now. All the way out of me and everything that belongs to me in my family line. Go. Get out of the top of my head. Get out of the sides of my head. My mind is not captive to you, Satan. Say it with ease. With ease. With ease. I have the mind of Christ. Say it with ease. With ease. Thank him. Thank him that his favor is upon your life. With ease. Today, God has imparted the gift of contentment into your life. This morning, that's the message that Gabriel came to bring, the gift of contentment. We're going to walk it out. We're going to see how it works. I want you to lift your hands and receive it right now. The gift of contentment from God. The gift of contentment. Receive it. Receive it in your inner man. God added to your inner man this morning. What? The gift of contentment. Praise God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Receive it in your inner man, and I'll see you tomorrow on this deadline, if the Lord say the same. Now, this gift is resident in your soul. Your soul. Your soul has entered into God's what? Contentment. No longer bound by the lyre of fear.